Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio, deep in the heart of South Texas. And we've got my very good friend, Mr. Willie Ng, who is a who's got a law enforcement background and experience, an arm long, well, even longer than that, and former in chief investigator for the district attorney, deputy. He was a deputy sheriff. He was a police officer. He knows law enforcement. I wanted to get him on, my friends, because I want to get his perspective of the news that came out yesterday regarding the arrest of eight suspects, I'll call them, that are on the terrorist watch list who are known to have ties to ISIS. And this comes only a week after the FBI testified before Congress saying that there was a danger of a terrorist attack in the United States by ISIS. So here are eight people being arrested. Now, all of this is happening while at the same time, we've got large communities like in New York, like in Chicago, like in Washington, D.C., St. Louis, and many others, even here in San Antonio, where police officers, police work, is, in my opinion, hampered. It's limited. And if that's the case, if the feds can't catch them, will the local law enforcement have the tools and ability to catch them, to detect, to arrest these folks? Willie, thank you very, very much for taking time to be with us, my friend.
Yes, absolutely. It's always an honor, George.
Tell us your thoughts, particularly to our listeners in Washington, D.C. and New York, where this situation is happening. I mean, we've got a huge pro-Palestinian, pro-Palestinian protests that occurred in Washington, D.C. this past weekend, and there were signs that were supporting Hamas, a known terrorist organization. What can local law enforcement do if they are handcuffed?
So to the listeners of Washington, D.C., I pray for you. you got a lot of crazy people trying to steer this country to fit their agenda. And that's the biggest problem, right, is that we've got policymakers and lawmakers up there that are leading by emotions, which then become biased, right? Everyone's emotions are biased emotions. And it's screwing up our country and our public safety. And to answer your question, our local law enforcement officers, their hands are tied. Because remember, this is a federal crime when they come across that border illegally. And so our local law enforcement, our state law enforcement officers can't enforce federal laws like that. So we can arrest and we can detain, but when we call the federal agencies that are responsible for holding those accountable, are told by their commanders that they are not going to enforce these laws, the federal laws, then local law enforcement officers have no choice but to release them back into the community where our children are out in the streets playing, and our public safety is at risk. No accountability at all, George, and it's scary. Have you noticed it's getting worse? I see these crime stats going across the nation and how violent crimes are dropping, and I just question the data. I really do. What are you comparing it to? Are you comparing it to a few years ago during COVID when everyone was locked down and not able to get out and there was no movement, so there's nobody on the streets or at restaurants to be burglarized and victimized? What are they comparing the data to? Because what I see is the crime seems to be increasing and people are frustrated. And that's why people are starting to run to the polls to vote, because they're concerned and they're scared for their safety and for their children and their children's children.
Now, one of the situations is that I was reading about this morning was concerns about racial profiling. There have been already some organizations, some liberal organizations, saying that because these guys were from Tajikistan, because they were obviously Muslim, because they are coming from the third world, although I did not know that Tajikistan was a third world, but anyway, because they're coming from, they're worried that people are going to be racially profiled. How do you describe a suspect if you don't use physical descriptions? I'm at a loss of that.
you know, it's ridiculous. It's just a knee-jerk reaction. Again, George, emotions, right? I mean, it's emotionally driven. To your point, how do you think we solve these most heinous crimes? Modus operandi, right? The method of operation. Well, guess what that developed from? A profile. You have to profile the actions of these killers or the serial killers or serial rapists. You profile them, and then you start to narrow it down to find out, okay, whose modus operandi does this fit? And then you start to narrow down your suspects based on their actions. So profiling is not, people think that's a bad word. What profiling becomes an issue with anything in life is that if it's abused, if you're lying on your reports or you're lying to create probable cause to affect a stop or make an arrest, then it becomes an issue. But profiling is not an issue. It's not a bad word. It's necessary in the public safety and the justice system to profile, to find out what do we need to be looking for. How do we identify these terroristic individuals? Because we profile them. The FBI profile them. How do we know these serial rapists are out there doing things, and how do we capture them? Because we profile them. We study their techniques, right? Their movements. I don't get it. People need to stop ruling by emotions and thinking that this is a patty cake type thing. This is not. The criminal justice system is not a pretty thing. It's not. You're dealing with a lot of evil people most of the time. Not all the time, but most of the time. And so if anyone thinks that that's going to be a pretty thing to do, I'm sorry, it's just not going to happen.
Well, there's also the situation where we've got a lot of liberal DAs that are not not prosecuting individuals that are brought in, that are, you know, they are almost released almost immediately. That was the case with the Venezuelans that attacked the police officers in New York City. They were released almost within a couple of hours. In that aspect of it, I mean, doesn't that endanger the community and frustrate the police officers?
Absolutely. Look, I'm going to tell you. We need to wake the heck up, and I'm using the heck because we're on radio, and I don't want to offend anybody with my language. But we better wake up, people. Let me tell you something. These bad guys, they don't give a crap if you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent. They don't give a crap who you pray to, who you sleep with. If they see an opportunity, they're going to victimize you. So all these liberal judges that are ruling by emotions are trying to cater to that far left side. They better get their act together, and people need to start getting to the polls and start voting, because we are going to be, and we're going that direction. We're going to be a third world country pretty soon, and people don't think it's happening or it will happen, but look around, watch the news, wake up, you know, watch the real news, I should say, and start understanding that we better get to the polls, and we better start holding these people accountable for not holding others accountable and affecting our public safety.
You got it, buddy. Folks, we've been speaking with my good friend, Mr. Willie Ng, a former law enforcement officer, as well as a good buddy and someone who knows what's going on with the justice and legal system on the streets. Willie, thank you very, very much for taking time to be with us, buddy.
You're very welcome, brother. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.